Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Sarvabhutale Shri Hari Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatade Shatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Swasti Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Shrimad Bhagavatam Canto 6th chapter Avismitam tam paripurna kamam.
Avismitam tam paripurna kamam.
Svenayavala vena samam prasantam. Vinopasaka japaram hi balisha.
Vinopasaka japaram hi balisha.
Svalangule ati tati sindum.
Svalangule ati
Avismitam, who is never struck with wonder. Tam, him, paripurna kama, who is fully satisfied. Svena, by his own. Eva, indeed. Palabena, achievements. Summum, equipoise. Prasantam, very steady. Vina, without. Upasarpati, approaches, aparam, another, he, indeed, balisha, fool, swa, dog, longulena, by the tail, atitati, wants to cross, sindum, sea. Translation, free from all material conceptions of existence and never wonderstruck by anything, the Lord is always jubilant and fully satisfied by his own spiritual perfection. He has no material designations, and therefore he is steady and unattached. That supreme personality of God, it is the only shelter of everyone. Anyone desiring to be protected by others is certainly a great fool who desires to cross the sea by holding the tail of a dog. Purport, a dog can swim in the water, but if a dog dives in the ocean and someone wants to cross the ocean by holding the dog's tail, he's certainly fool number one. A dog cannot cross the ocean, nor can a person cross the ocean by catching a dog's tail. Similarly, one who desires to cross the ocean of nescience should not seek the shelter of any demigod or anyone else, but the fearless shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore says, The Lord's lotus feet are an indestructible boat, and if one takes shelter of that boat, he can easily cross the ocean of nescience. Consequently, there is no dangers for a devotee, although he lives within this material world, which is full of dangers at every step. One should seek the shelter of the all-powerful instead of trying to be protected by one's own concocted ideas. Translation: free from all material conceptions of existence and never wonderstruck by anything, the Lord is always jubilant and fully satisfied by his own spiritual perfection. He has no material designations, and therefore he is steady and unattached. As Supreme Personality of God is the only shelter of everyone. Anyone desiring to be protected by others is certainly a great fool who desires to cross the ocean by holding the tail of the dog. So these are the devatas speaking in praise of the Supreme Lord, because again they're in danger after killing Vishwarupa, etc. And the big demon was about to attack. So this is one of their prayers. So they give a series of prayers here. So the prayer is often, of course, they say, Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances, or I surrender to you, Prapadye, etc. Or they simply describe the Supreme Lord often and enumerate his wonderful qualities as part of the prayer. So this particular verse is describing the Supreme Lord and some of his qualities. So the qualities here, of course, are some of the well-known qualities of the Supreme Lord. Paripurna Kama means that he is satisfied, perfectly satisfied in his desires. So he doesn't need anything from anyone. So this is the opposite of the material world, where we have desires, and then we have to fulfill the desires by getting something in the material world. So the Lord doesn't have such desires. He's satisfied already, so he doesn't need anything else. He is blissful in himself. He doesn't need to get bliss from something else. And it's paripurna, completely satisfied in himself. Another word that often is used is the word atmarama, which often refers to sages who are detached from the material world and no longer strive for enjoyment. Often refers to the impersonalist type of persons who are satisfied in the self. So the Supreme Lord is also like that, satisfied in the self, completely not dependent on anything in the material world. And again, samam prashantam, which means prashantam, of course, is very peaceful, and samam also means equal. He cannot be disturbed by any conditions. And of course, it says here, svena labena, by his own achievements, he is fully satisfied. He doesn't require anything else outside himself. So in other words, the Lord does not need a material world. In one sense, he doesn't even need a spiritual world, because he's complete in himself. Nevertheless, we have these things. We have a material world, we do have a spiritual world, we have jivas, etc. So the question would often come, why does the Lord need these things? Because he is satisfied in himself. He's perfect already. He doesn't need anything else. So that is a philosophical question, which is also answered in the Brahma Sutras, where it simply says that this is lila. It's because of lila that all of this goes on. Lila here means not simply pastime, but without effort, for as an expression of the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Not because he has to be happy and therefore he needs something, but then he becomes dependent on something else. But rather it's an expression of his bliss. That's all. So it's not a dependent thing that he creates material because it's dependent on, or a spiritual work because it's dependent on it. But it's all an expression of his bliss. In that sense, it is lila. So the example is given, various acharyas give examples, but Paula Vidyavasana gives the example of a prince that wakes up, or a king who wakes up in the morning and suddenly begins dancing. So he's not dancing to please somebody else. He's just simply dancing as an expression of his happiness, that's all. He's got everything already as a king, so he doesn't need anything. Nobody's there. He dances out of bliss. So, the whole manifestation of the spiritual world, material world, is like that. Or the Supreme Lord, the expression of his bliss. So, all of that, of course, is also not outside the Lord. Because it is all coming from his Shakti. It's not somebody else's Shakti, it's his Shakti. So the Lord is there, and he has his eternal Shaktis, which are under his control and part of him, non-different from him. Yeah? So therefore, in all cases, when he's operating through his Shaktis, it is still part of him. So we cannot say that he is dependent on something else. So therefore, his self-satisfied, perfect nature in himself is complete because everything's operating through his own Shaktis and nothing else. Yeah? So that is another sense of saying Svena Labena. By his own powers or whatever, he is able to maintain himself and be peaceful in all circumstances. Nothing is outside him. Everything is completely related to him. Avismitam. Nothing is astonishing to him. Because he has Achincha Shakti. Inconceivable power. He can do the impossible. So no one has that power except the Supreme Lord. So no one can surprise the Supreme Lord at all. But whatever is done in the material world or in the spiritual world is done through his Shaktis, and the Lord understands how his Shaktis work. Nevertheless, the Lord sometimes uses his Achintya Shaktis, inconceivable power, to do things which seem to contradict things. So that is the Lord's power. So he is the one who can surprise everyone and astonish everyone, and he cannot be astonished by anything else. So, therefore, a person cannot hope to approach the Lord because he is in a completely different category. It is very difficult to understand that Supreme Lord, since he is got his powers, etc., and is perfect in himself. So how is it possible to approach him? So here the Devatas say that he cannot be approached under normal circumstances. If we try to do that, it's very, very difficult. And if we want protection from anybody else, that also is very, very useless, because the Supreme Lord is the source of everything. So therefore, he is the shelter and the cause of everyone. Therefore, if we want to get protection, then we have to take shelter of the Lord. So that, of course, is their main objective. We want to get protected by the Lord, so they mention this. The Lord is everyone's protector, and everyone should take shelter of the Lord. And anyone who doesn't do that, anyone who takes shelter of something else, he is a fool. That is the main statement they're making here. If one approaches anyone except the Supreme Lord, who is satisfied in his desires and is complete in himself and operates through his energies, anyone who doesn't do that but takes shelter of somebody else, that person is very, very foolish. And then it compares him to a person who is holding onto a dog's tail to try to cross the ocean. Yeah, so it's natural that you throw a dog in the water, he can swim, he doesn't have to practice. But still, if we put the dog in the ocean, he can not swim very far, because the ocean is very big. So a person who doesn't know how to swim will say, I'll catch the dog's tail and go with the dog, and the dog will take him to the shore. But the dog is also going to sink, and you're going to sink as well. So therefore, similarly, if we take shelter of someone in the material world, they are going to sink, and we will also sink. So we cannot solve our problems by taking shelter of people in the material world. We have to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Everything else is useless, like holding onto the dog's tail. So the ocean is considered to be like the material world, because the ocean is very big and it's difficult to cross over by yourself. Similarly, the material world is also difficult to cross over. We cannot solve all the problems in the material world. Very, very difficult to conquer over death in the material world. It's impossible. So therefore, it's like an ocean. And therefore, to try to solve all the problems by some temporary, insignificant process will not work, like holding onto the dog's tail. On the other hand, the interesting fact is that when one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, then that ocean shrinks. It becomes small. Like a little puddle of water, and you can step over it. Very, very different. That is the, without effort one can cross over that ocean by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. So in other words, very easily all the problems are solved by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. Another example is given here that they are like the feet are like the lotus feet of the Lord, like a boat. So by taking shelter of the feet, we can cross over the ocean very easily. So in any case, one should take shelter of the Supreme Lord. In the case of the Devadas here, they are surrendering to the Supreme Lord because they have to get protection from this big demon that's attacking them, produced by the father of Vishwarupa. So they're actually having some material desires here and wanting protection from the Supreme Lord. Nevertheless, what they say is actually true. The only person worthy of shelter in the material world is the Supreme Lord. He's the only one who can actually give protection. Like he's the one who has all the power. He is the one that controls material nature, the spiritual world, and everything. So everything is under him. So if one takes shelter of anyone else, he's considered to be a fool. So that is the position of the demons. The difference between the demons and the devatas is the demons do not accept the power of the Supreme Lord. So they always try to go against him. So we have demons like Hiranyaksha fighting with Vishnu, or Hiranyakasipu opposing the Lord, etc. So the demons don't accept the position of the Supreme Lord. So they're considered to be fools. But sometimes they become powerful. So here we see a case where several times they become powerful. Once because the devatas mistreated Brihaspati, second time because they happened to, Indra killed Vishwarupa, and therefore his father got angry and produced this big demon. So, therefore, sometimes the devas do suffer, and then they take shelter of the Supreme Lord.
Demons
ultimately, all power comes from the Supreme Lord, the material bodies. But we cannot say that he directly makes them powerful. The power here is because the devatas didn't do their duties properly, that the demons became powerful. In other words, they insulted Brihaspati, and then Indra went and killed Visharupa. So it was their mistake, actually. It wasn't that simply the Lord made the demons powerful. However, the nature of the material world is that sometimes tamogun becomes powerful, sometimes sattvagun is powerful. It always changes. So we can never expect the devatas are always going to be completely powerful because the gunas keep changing in the material world. So when tamogun becomes powerful, then the demons become powerful. Well, that is the Lord's, these are instructions of the Lord. One doesn't have to follow, obviously. He does, of course, give the order, worship me, offer a leaf, a fruit, a flower, etc. These are instructions he gives. So we could take them as an absolute order, or we can just take them as an instruction. So the Lord gives instructions because this is what the jivas in the material world require. If we don't tell them anything, they won't do anything. So to make things easy, therefore the Lord gives some instructions like this. Of course, if one does not follow, and one can do that, then one can get the consequences of that also. One can continue in the material world and get karma, etc. If one doesn't want this position of the material, to be stuck in the material world, then you should follow the instructions. That's all, this is choice.
Bhagavad says that one should take shelter from Krishna, and then for devatas and many people, they go when they have problems. Unless they have faith in them that the problems are clear, why would they go there? Many people, they go to the devatas for clearing out the problems.
Yeah.
Right. Unless their problems are clear there, then they won't be going there. So, what I do agree, but I would like Maharaj to explain the difference between taking shelter with Krishna and the devatas.
Oh, yeah, devatas, as I said in Bhagavad Gita, they give very quick results. Of course, they're easily pleased, etc. But their powers do not exist independently of the Lord's powers, so they should never be considered to be independent. If one does that, then eventually one offends the Supreme Lord. And one may not get any result at all as a result of that. On the other hand, all the material results that they get are, of course, temporary things. They cannot give spiritual results at all. So therefore, eventually that result will wear off and they have to go back again and pray for something else or pray for something else. So that's the nature of the material world. Ultimately, higher than that is to not ask for material things at all and simply ask for spiritual benedictions. That's a higher level of understanding. So you cannot go to the devatas for that. One has to go to the Supreme Lord. But one can also get the material things by worshiping the Supreme Lord. So the Lord also gives things to people who pray for things in the material world. Their work goes on. They're still servants of the Lord and they're doing things in the material world on behalf of the Lord. So that goes on in any case.
Guru Maharaj, how come sufferings and vices become part of Lord's expression? How come sufferings and vices become part of Lord's expression of this?
Well, that is secondary. That is not caused by the Lord. That is caused by the jiva. So the jiva exists because of the bliss of the Lord. That some jivas do not accept the Lord, that is not the Lord's fault. And therefore, they have put in the material world to fulfill their desires and consequently suffer and whatever. So that is their problem. The bliss of the Lord is the creation of the jiva. as a Roma? So when we say take shelter of Krishna, and then there's a procedure for doing that also. Of course, we accept the Supreme Lord as Supreme, and we surrender to Him. But then there's also a process by which we can do that. So that is where Guru and devotees come in to take a role. So we can say surrender unto the Lord, but how to surrender unto the Lord, that becomes the next question. So then we can look at scripture and find various sanghas, but still it's a little bit impractical. So that is why we need the consultation of Guru and devotees, etc., to get the details of how to surrender. Well, we can say that just as the any devotee develops all the good qualities of the devatas, according to the Bhagavatam.
Grantra Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sarvad Gana Maharaj ki, Srimad 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 Gana Maharaj ki,